The climate crisis and our own actions to reverse the crises is now a household name in our daily battles with climate change. But as early as the 1980s, the clamor for effecting change on the ground to reverse the damage to our environment and impacts of global warming from overdevelopment had been on Australia's agenda. The Franklin River Dam blockade in the year 1983 in Tasmania was Australia's epic and world-renowned fight to preserve the last wild frontiers of virgin forests in Tasmania, and it was also the year that catapulted former Australian Labor Party Prime Minister Bob Hawke into office. A new film, titled Franklin, chronicles that action and inspires our present generation as to the great possibility of solving the climate crisis through direct action. The film's main character is Oliver Cassidy, the son of Michael Cassidy, one of the well-known environmental activists who fought in the No Dams blockade in Tasmania alongside illustrious politician Senator Bob Brown. I first speak to the film's producer, Chris Cammons, who looks back on how this seven-year project came about.
It's been about 7 years in the making, Oliver and I like to say. That's when Oliver and I first met at a filmmaking seminar back in 2015 when we were both independently looking to make a documentary about the Franklin River campaign. And we met and started to talk and thought that we should team up. And 7 years later, here we are. Oliver's father is Michael Cassidy. He died about 10 years ago. So Oliver has probably been working on it since then. The seed of the idea started when Mike died, and Oliver was left to face a world of environmental collapse and catastrophe. And having always had Mike there to be on the front line of protecting the environment, Oliver was wondering what was next for him. So he thought he would delve into the story of the Franklin to try to unravel what the legacy of the Franklin means for us today.
What is the legacy of the Franklin?
It's an incredible legacy. It's a great case study to show how peaceful activism can really make a difference in the world on issues that we care about. You know, the birthplace of green consciousness in Australia. And as I said, as we face ever mounting environmental problems today with climate change and collapse of ecosystems, the lesson of the Franklin is huge because it shows how a small group of committed citizens can get together and can take on an issue, and they can win using peaceful activism. So we wanted to make this film to bring the story of the Franklin to a new generation of the younger people today who are, you know, fighting for a safe climate, to show them that they're part of a tradition of activism in Australia. I think there might be a feeling amongst young people that they're having to face these big scary problems alone, but we wanted to make the film to show that people we've been here before, we've confronted big problems, environmental problems in the past, and through peaceful activism, we've managed to succeed. And so I guess the message is we've won before and we can win again.
Oliver Cassidy, the son of Michael Cassidy, who was also the co-producer of the film, says his brave expedition to retrace the steps of his father, Michael Cassidy, along the treacherous Franklin River route on the way to the blockade was life-changing and created the peace he was after, following the passing away of his father from cancer.
In the summer of 1983, my dad embarked on a 14-day journey to keep the wild Franklin River flowing free to the sea.
The plan to dam the Franklin has caused bitter and divisive protests.
It was the biggest environmental rally in the country's history.
We knew we had Aboriginal heritage down there.
There's evidence of our people for millennia.
We've made up our mind and we're going to get on with the job.
I guess I'm trying to follow Dad's ghost a little bit, keep a bit of him alive. I'm not sure if I'm ready. People have died on this trip.
There was a lot of tension.
Part of the population wanted to build the dam, which was employment.
The survival of the fittest, so far as I'm concerned.
Car went by with guns out and they shot him.
I knew quite likely I could be killed.
Well, I think there'll be murder in the town tonight.
When that first bulldozer arrived, things suddenly got very, very serious.
We went to fight against enormous resources.
We'll probably all be putting ourselves in fairly high-risk situations.
Suddenly, this monstrous machine came and just started murdering the forest.
How
hey, wait, we're about to destroy something sacred, something important for all of humanity.
It was desperate days.
The drizzle has set in, every step a little more dangerous. Am I here just to prove I don't need you? I have to remind myself to take in the beauty of a place which moves so many to action.
If we destroy it now for the sake of 15 years of power, well, we've destroyed it for thousands of years.
That if you look at the dam, it shouldn't proceed on either the grounds of environment or of economics.
There's a part of me that's afraid, that wants to stay up here where it's safe and dry.
Come on, my boy, one foot in front of the other.
But as you always said, there's no turning back on the Franklin. Only one way home.
What does the Franklin River symbolise for you, and why is it so important in your life?
The Franklin River, to me, like growing up around the kind of family that I had and in Tasmania, I'd always known it as having been saved. And over the course of developing this film, I've really come to realise how uncertain that victory really was back then, and to hear some of the campaigners that were, you know, involved at the time talking about that feeling and realising that that's what we're carrying with us today for everything that we're facing, the climate emergency and all the range of issues, you know, from the very personal right to the global. You never know, right? We're all sort of hanging on to this hope and hoping that our energy and what we're putting into things to make change these days is going to have an impact, and you never know. And to become sort of comfortable with that uncertainty and to know that it's worthwhile and, you know, you can have these incredible outcomes, that's, to me, that's really powerful. And I hope, you know, people can take that from this film and feel energized to take on, you know, take the next step. What it's done for me is to really feel, you know, hopeful that we can, in fact, you know, make a change. And this is one of the largest examples that we've seen in Australian history, but it's by far, you know, not the only one. There's so many wins that have occurred for social justice and environmental justice that you don't often get quite as much limelight as this particular issue did. That Wild Rivers National Park and that World Heritage Area has been saved and continues to be protected. I think what we're looking at now is a more nuanced conversation in a way, where we are talking about, you know, transitioning into renewable energy and, you know, nationally. And we have to start thinking about what is the right way to do that. And, you know, we can put wind farms, for instance, in some places. Do we want to jeopardize the other kind of natural values of a particular area and the environment in a certain area? Or do we put them somewhere else where, you know, that's already been going to be less sort of impact on that? And that's sort of the kind of decisions that, you know, as a whole community, as a nation, we're going to be having those conversations.
If we did that with wind farms and renewables and it's unstudied and we didn't approach it carefully, it could also create problems for us.
Well, yes, I think so. Like, you know, we have to go about these things with intention and not accident.
Oliver Cassidy there, speaking on the film Franklin, which will go to national cinemas by September 4. And watch this space.